Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. For over 25 years, a local choir has been using their voice to inspire audiences while uplifting the community. Is a Reconciliation Singers Voices of Peace ensemble known as RSVP. The group of professional musicians donate their time and their talents to put on performances that benefit local charities, tackling issues such as hunger, homelessness, illiteracy, domestic violence, and many other causes. This weekend, they have two performances to support Bigger Than Us Arts, who look to make arts education accessible and affordable for everyone. Here to tell us more about the history and the future of RSVP is founding artistic director Julie Adams and board president Karen Percy. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So when did you both of you start singing? Have you been singing your entire life? When did it become a part of your life? Julie?
Always. Had a musical family, and there just never seemed to be a day or a time that it wasn't part of my life.
Why do you think it stayed throughout your life? What is it about singing?
It's so personal. People play instruments, and that's wonderful, but there's something that it's actually part of you, so when you can express that, it's an amazing thing.
How about you, Karen?
I also came from a musical family. My mom was a pianist and trumpet player, and music was just always being played, and we were taken to musicals from a very young age. So, but I connect to it physically, sort of spiritually, emotionally. It allows you to convey emotion to the audience and to yourself, and your body is the instrument, which has always been interesting to me.
I love that. I mean, RSVP has been around for 25 years. I mean, that is no small feat. So where did the idea of this organization come from?
Well, it came from me. I had a dream that was kind of different. I felt that I needed to start a food choir, which didn't make any sense until I thought about it a lot and realized that I wanted to put together a choir that fed people spiritually, emotionally, physically. And so putting RSVP, Reconciliation Singers, Voices of Peace, it was all about building people up and using the music to support the community, bring people together. And it just started rolling, and people, professional and semi-professional musicians, wanted to be involved in something that was such high quality. Mm. So everything just worked together.
Was it easy to land on a name?
No, because I don't think any marketing person would ever say Reconciliation Singers Voices of Peace. But when we shortened it to RSVP, we were asking our audiences for a response to what we were showing and what all the different local charities were doing. So, yeah, that's how it happened.
Why, from just early on, from the get-go, of course, there's performing and a wealth of talent, but also connecting it to help others in need. Was that always the foundation of RSVP?
It always was. And it was also just trying to find a way to bring people together when we were all just looking at our differences. It's even worse now, but we have people that come in and they feel like they've walked into a home concert and they're supporting local things that are doing great work. And it's just always been important to us to give away 100% of everything that we bring in.
How do you get connected with charities and causes to support?
Well, I was the former charity coordinator. We've transitioned that to my fellow singer, Megan, now. But originally, one of the years I remember I was looking for new charities, and I took the Big Day of Giving list and I sorted it and I just started researching them.
Yeah,
because it's a list of everybody who's raising money in the Sacramento area. And I also had people come up to us at concerts and say, hey, I'm working with a great organization. The first ones that we did, we had some personal connection with. And then after that, it's just been either research or connections to people.
So you wear many hats. Of course, it's volunteer-based. Karen, how did you become connected with RSVP?
Well, I sang with Julie here at Sac State in the university choir years ago, and she did a jazz choir at Sac State, and I sang in that, I think, your first year. Mm-hmm. And then I was kind of trying to do that and juggle it with my work, and it was a lot of craziness. And I said, hey, if you ever do a choir at night or a vocal group at night, let me know. And she had this dream and decided to do RCP, so I was one of the founding people.
Wow. So, I mean, why'd you stick around all these years? That's amazing.
Well, first of all, it's the caliber of the people that are in the group. Everybody works really hard. There's something about, it's like people that don't do music don't understand, but it's sort of like a team. It's like a sports team. So everybody's important in it. Everybody has an important role. And you work together for to make an amazing piece of music come to life. So some of it's just the people. A lot of it is I really loved the ability to combine a passion of mine with giving, which has always been very important in my life. So being able to do both at the same time is amazing. And we also kind of, I think, over the years wanted to inspire other organizations in the region to do some portion of what they do to give it to help others in some way, whether it's visual arts or dance or, you know, music of any kind, you know. Do something to raise money for some of these local groups.
We listened to part of a performance at the top of this conversation. How many people are part of these performances? How many voices?
It's been anywhere from 12 to 20, and that just depends on the year, on the artistic director. We're on our third artistic director in the 25 years, but the message is still the same. So,
what goes into all of that coordination?
Well, the fun part for me was always after the charities chosen, and by the way, the charities are almost always small local charities, not big things that get huge grants from other places. Once we chose the charity, then trying to choose music that would tie it in and tell a story throughout the evening. So it's not just beautiful music, it's music that enhances what the people from the charity are going to talk about that night. And so it has an extra impact. And that was always the really fun part. And then people would donate their time. People would donate rehearsal spaces, all sorts of things, because they saw what we were doing was good.
Mm. I imagine, I mean, the mission, that foundation is strong. It has stayed the same. But how has the organization evolved over the last 25 years? I mean, both of you have been there since the beginning.
Well, we're, as Julie mentioned, we're on, have a different board from the beginning. We have different artistic director. Some of the members are the same. We have, I don't know, four or five that have been in since the beginning. And we have a lot of people that have changed over, but for the most part, the core of it has, the board has tried to keep it the same, which is that we do a wide variety of music. We're one of the few, there's some amazing choirs and vocal groups in this area, but they tend to specialize. Like, we have really good jazz choirs and they have some really good classical choirs. We tend to do everything from pop to bluegrass to jazz to classical. And so you have to make sure that the singers that audition, that come in can do all these varieties of music. And so over time, that's stayed the same, that we always do a huge variety of music. We always do all the things for charity. Over time, we've added different kinds of opener groups. So sometimes, I remember early days, we'd done some things where we had a storyteller. We had, we've had somebody live painting in a couple of our concerts. So we try to combine something that's also going on with it. But yeah, we've done a lot of, you know, we're always trying new things. We love to innovate. But for the most part, the core, what's been so important to us has been to keep it consistent to the mission, which has been to support these charities.
So we're going to get another taste of you in action. We're going to listen to a recording of a group singing a song called Shed a Little Light. Can you tell us a little bit more about the piece before we listen?
I can. It's a very short, simple little piece written by James Taylor, actually. And the words of it were so perfect for what our mission was. There are ties between us, all men and women living on the earth, and that we have a goal for all of our children to grow up in a world that's free and that they can be free and strong. And so it just sort of resonated with us, a beautiful little short piece of music.
There are ties between us, all men and women, living on the earth. ties of hope and love, sister and brotherhood. And we are bound together in our desire to see the world become a place in which our children can grow free and strong. And we are bound together by the task that stands before us and the road that lies ahead. We are bound and we are bound.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And just a little teaser of what people are in for this weekend, because your spring concert series, it kicked off last week, but we have good news. There are two more performances this weekend. So what music will you be performing?
This one, I was told by an audience member who heard it last weekend, is the most fun of many of the concerts that they've heard before. We are doing everything from something from Disney, Princess and the Frog. We have actually, you opened with a piece from Sidney Guillaume, a Haitian composer, and we're closing with his wonderful arrangement of a song called Carnival, and it has drums and cowbell and all kinds of fun stuff. It's very, it's about carnival, and so it's very uplifting and really fun. It has everybody sort of dancing. And then we have some beautiful Eric Whitaker, a classical piece. We have things from, you know, really all genres. We're doing some jazz. We're doing some pop or kind of everything. So if you like any kind of music, come hear us.
Yeah, it's kind of like a smorgasbord of like all the best types of music to listen to. How has the concert series this spring been going? How was it last week?
It was really fun. Like I said, we had some good audiences, and we're hoping to have some more. We have our next couple concerts. One is in the first time we've ever performed in Natomas. That's a brand new venue for us, the Bienvenuti Performing Arts Center. That's Saturday night's concert and at 7:30. And then the one on Friday night is at the Table at UMC, which is on H Street. And they're both free. I mean, one of the things that we've always, it's been very important to RCP is that there's no tickets. You don't have to get tickets. You can just show up, enjoy the music. If you don't have any money to give, you're still welcome to enjoy this music. If you would like to support the cause we have somebody speak from the charity, and then we collect donations. But there is no need to pay to come to any of our concerts. And we've kept that consistent in all of the years.
Yeah, an RSVP is not needed to see RSVP
in action.
Just show up and enjoy. So proceeds from the performance are going to the organization Bigger Than Us Arts. Tell us more about this nonprofit.
This one, I did not know much about this organization, but actually the person who runs it has been, for the last two concerts, actually played a little bit of music in the lobby as people were coming in, which is fun. But what they do is they really support schools and music. A lot of students today don't even get exposed to instruments. So one of the things that they mentioned they do that I think is a fantastic idea is a instrument petting zoo, where they just let students touch instruments, play a drum, you know,
yes,
pick up a horn, like look at what this, they haven't even seen these up
close. It
can
feel like a big commitment. I remember when I was in middle school, I had to choose an instrument. And it is nice to kind of try out a couple different to see what fits.
Yeah, just make some noise with it. So they also help give opportunities for students to do like little feature performances. They also do, I thought this was very unique, just do parades in local neighborhoods just so people can hear live music, whether, you know, just down the street, etc. And then also they do some sponsorships for students' private lessons, etc., because studying music can be expensive.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. It's okay if you don't have an answer. I'm curious, since you both have been here since the beginning of RSVP, do you have a favorite performance or one that you remember more fondly than others over the last 25 years?
Wow, okay. I don't know if it's about the performance or the music, but we supported a local organization that helps children when they age out of the foster care system. And we had the idea to do four concerts, but each concert had a different high school choir to open for us. And it was really important to me for those students to see that they could use their music to help other teens and other people in the world, because I just think that's very important for people to realize there's more you can do with your talents and your art than just make it sound good.
Yeah, that's powerful. How about you, Karen?
I don't know if I can pick one. There's been so many moments. We've had some really great, you know, guest artists as well. And that's been fantastic to perform with some really high caliber people. I don't know if I can pick like one that meant the most to me. One of the best moments that I had in the past, though, was one of the roles I had as the charity coordinator was I got to give the checks of the money we raised. And those were always things where they would cry and we would cry, because they were often very surprised at the, you know, amount that we had raised. They didn't expect much, et cetera. And so that's honestly the moments that stand out to me is the being able to be, you know, the person who gives them this money. But in terms of music, I would say actually we did tribute concerts for both of our previous artistic directors, one for Julie and one for Jennifer Reason. And those were very memorable because we tended to do like the highlight songs of different years that they were the director. And it was also very moving because we were saying goodbye in a way. Aww. Through the music. So
I
remember
it.
Julie's. I had to look at the exit sign because I was trying not to cry in the venue.
Julie Adams is the founding artistic director for Reconciliation Singers Voices of Peace, RSVP. And Karen Percy is the board president and a member of the ensemble. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
They have two performances this weekend in Sacramento, Friday at the Table at the Central Methodist Church and Saturday at the Benvenuti Performing Arts Center. Both start at 7:30 p.m. They are free to the public. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to send us an email, we're at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We have a special edition of Insight in store for you tomorrow. We'll catch you back here live on Monday.